Blog Talk Radio.
Amacodia, and he is located in Dallas, Texas, and his ministry is Christ for the Africans Ministry. He will be sharing a topic today on dunamis power of God, the dunamis power of God. And these are key kingdom insights that the body of Christ need to be aware of in these last days, and also to be prepared for the coming of our Lord and Savior, to be able to sustain and be empowered and equipped in the body of Christ. So we thank you for joining us on the show today, and I'm going to ask Apostle Paulius, would you like to share a prayer before we begin?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Oh, our Heavenly Father, we pray that you release the Holy Spirit's anointing power to us right now. Let the power overshadow us as I begin to speak your words. Let the power overshadow, let the powers penetrate us, that we may be able to empower us to live a godly life that will be suitable before you, O Lord. We come against every evil spirit. We come against every witches and wizard. We come against everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. Oh, we destroy the powers of darkness in every level. We destroy the powers of darkness. We bombard its works in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We bombard its works. We destroy the powers in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray that you make it wide in every area of people that are listening to me. If they have unfortunately attached themselves to any power, you dismantle those powers, that they will let the power go, and they will desire your power, the Holy Ghost power. They will desire the Holy Ghost power. They will know that you come, that we may have life and have it more abundantly. And if we want to have it more abundantly, we need that power. We need that power. We need that power. We need that power. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we need that power to penetrate to our heart, to penetrate to our body, that it will fight against every sickness. It will fight against everything that is evil. Oh, that we may be set free, free indeed. When the Son of God sets us free, then we are free indeed. Set us free right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father. We glorify your holy name because you have already done it. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Apostle Paulius, and I'm ready to hear the kingdom insights. Dunamis power of God. Dunamis power of God.
Hallelujah. Today we are going to examine ourselves because in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5, we say, having a form of godliness by denying this power, having nothing to do with such people. You see, Christianity is power. Nothing less, nothing more. Christianity is power. So if you come into Christianity, if you become a child of God, it means you are looking for such power. Why are you looking for such power? Power to fight every disease and sickness in our body. Power to do business and power even to do politics. So today we are going to examine ourselves whether we are willing to enter such power. Let us open our Bible to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. This is Paul speaking. He say, I have fought a good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. What made Paul to say all these things? That he has fought a good fight. I have finished a race. There is, and I have kept the faith. You see, people, every human being need power to succeed in life, power to fight disease in our body, and powers to do business, and powers to do politics, even to do politics. We normally say black power. When traditionally that we have a black power. Well, we don't have any black power. But in Christianity, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ came to give us power. We know how the devil wanted to deceive him. When the Spirit of the Lord led our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to wilderness, He gave him the whole thing because he knew that man need power in order to succeed. So he wanted to know. He asked Jesus Christ, if you are the Son of God, you can change this bread. And you can change this stone to make it a stone. And Jesus said, it's not only bread alone that man should live to live. By every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. We see, bread, everybody needs bread. That's why Jesus said that we should pray for our Father, give us our daily bread. And that bread is devotional. Our encounter with him daily that we will hear from him. And that bread, it's Jesus himself. We take him daily to receive the power that will give us insight, the power that will give us enough energy to fight every disease in our body. You see, when God created mankind, he has given, in the system of mind, there's some powers in the body that will fight everything that will come to destroy the body, in the cell body. It has been in the form that you yourself, we cannot see, but it's in our body. It's in our body. It fights the system of everything. But since mankind sin against God, those things that are supposed to fight against the disease cannot withstand the curse that God cursed A man said, cursed is the man, cursed is the ground. So the food that we eat is poisonous. The food that we eat is poisonous. It makes people fat. It makes people sick. It makes people do all sorts of things. The sick that we are having is poisonous. That thing that's supposed to fight those diseases cannot fight it anymore. So those things come and defeat our body. It makes us sick. It makes us fight. You look how you look. You won't like how you look. And you will try to live, to control your body. And sometimes you put yourself in diet and it can't control it. You become fat. So it's the disease that is caused by our eating that has entered into our bodies to destroy the body. And we will see that you don't like it. And devil will come and tell you, you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to do this thing, so that you can get your body at normal. And sometimes we may not like it. And as we don't like it, you have to do it in order to maintain your body. So in order to maintain your body, you need a power in the system that can control, that can eliminate everything that comes there to destroy your body. You need a power, and that power, blood of life. That blood of life is the body of our Lord and Jesus Christ. Say, my body is given to you. My body, they are killing me for you, so that my body will become a daily blood for you. That when you eat it, it will control the system for you to maintain your form, for you to have enough energy to carry on the race that is set before us. So we need power to control our body. And secondly, we need power to do business. We all know that if you want to do business, you have to know the knowledge of the business. And people, because they don't have that knowledge, they will try it. In my country, in my homeland, Ghana, you know, a lot of people do business and they haven't a black power, or let me put it here, something to help them to attract customers. So they will go to Malam or anybody who they think has the power. So they have to sacrifice something, they have to do something for them so that they can attract customers for them to do business, for them to get money. So this all is under the influence of the devil. Some people may even do a certain things that when you hear it, you not even would like to buy anything outside, because people want to succeed in life. They want power. They do all sorts of things in order to attract customers, in order to have money, in order to, get money to do their business. So they go to other places, other resources, and other areas to perform sakawa or black magic or anything to attract customers. So they want to succeed in business. But if we are having the knowledge of God, and not to go to church to have the form of godliness, but denying the power, the Holy Spirit will empower you to show you how you can do such business successfully. And you will have money to do God's will. So how do people, acquire power in order to do business, in order to, attract customers, in order to, gain customers? That they want powers. The last thing that I'm going to talk about is politics. Now, as the politics about to, I mean, reach into the distance, a lot of people go to politics to get power. They want to do politics because they want power. Because if he can win an election, he will have power to manipulate the people. So people go to politics to get power. And such power that they go and get are evil. As accidents are happening, as a lot of things are happening, and people are making news about it. There's all news everywhere. You see accidents, people burning to death, all sort of things, are because they want powers. Evil always requires sacrifice. And when you go, when you want to acquire power in evil way, they will ask you to do a certain sacrifice. They will ask you to do a certain sacrifice. And this sacrifice involves human beings. They take human beings to do sacrifice. So everything that is happening, in most especially in Africa, is because people are looking for powers. So when they want to gain powers, they do all sorts of sacrifice, killing innocent people to get powers. Because human being, God created us, we have power within us. We have power within in our system. And because we are ignorant of such power that has been deposited in us, devil come and take that power that is deposited in us and use it against us. So if you don't know, the devil will come out to you and say he will give you a certain powers, not knowing is your own power that he's going to use it against you. Against you. So we have to be very, very careful. There is the power that God has given to us, is that God has deposited in us, is in us. But it's only Jesus Christ that can let you know. It's only God that lets you know that the power that is deposited in you will come out and give you the victory. So Paul says, I have fought a good fight. What is a good fight? He's fighting for the knowledge that God has given him, the encounter that God gave to him. He has to stand for that knowledge. So he has to fight. They beat him and say, you are blasphemy. They do all sorts of things to stop Paul to preach the gospel. But Paul, Paul continued preaching along with the knowledge of Christ. So he came to a point that he said, I have combated a good combat. I have combated a good fight. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. You see, when Adam and Eve sinned, God drove them from Garden of Eden. Go! God drove them. I don't need your fellowship. Sin has dropped me out. I don't need you. There is something in you that I cannot, God, I cannot look at you. You are filthy. I cannot look at you. I cannot fellowship with you anymore. Because that sin that you have created is upon you. And I look at you. I cannot look at you. You are not right with me. So God drove them out from Garden of Eden. So when instead of them to come to God and say, oh God, forgive us, have mercy upon us. Devil, continue to drive, to bring them to his side. Instead of them to come to God, they ran to devil. And devil is our adversary. He makes sure that you do something that God will not love you. God will hate you. He do something that will make God not to even fellowship with you. So instead of them to come to God, they ran from God. And we all know, generation, generation, God, because of his mercy, because of his willingness, because of his kindness, because of his love, wanted to have fellowship with mankind. So he had to do something by himself. He, for knowledge, saw this thing that is going to happen. So he told the woman, the seed, one day you will have a seed, and another seed will bruise the head of the serpent. And before he bruised the head of the serpent also bruise his heel. So two things, the devil will bruise his heel by eventually the seed of the woman is going to bruise the head of the serpent. So it became a war. A war between the woman's seed and the seed of the serpent. A war between those who are of God and those who are the devil. In the time of Jesus Christ only represents God. His only Son, who represents God, to come and fight the seed of the serpent. You know, the devil has been able to produce a lot of seed, multiply a lot of seed. So Jesus came alone. He was born, he was the only one that was born by the Virgin. Only one that was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. Only one that was born by God. So he came alone to fight against the devil. A devil has able to multiply. Every human being that is born according by mankind, according by sex, is born of devil. So God, his own knowledge, knows I don't need man to fulfill my purpose in life. I'm going to help this woman to have a seed. So when the time came, he sent his prophets, he sent his angel, Gabriel, to go to Mary and to tell him the good news. And we all know this news, that every year people portray this Christmas. You know, everything God does, the devil also tries to copy so that he confuses the people of the world, that if you are not fellowshipping with God, you also will be victimized of what the devil is doing. So he went to Mary and said, oh, you have been blessed among women, because I, God, have chosen you to bring my Son, Jesus Christ, to on the earth here, to come and fight the powers of this darkness. We all know the laws of the Israelites. It should have been that they should have even killed Mary if they should have found him conceived without a man. They should have killed him and said, oh, this man has fornicated. They should have killed him. But God, in his own wisdom, he was engaged with Joseph. And Joseph, being a righteous person, thinking how he can divorce, how he can separate himself from Mary, because no man can condone what has happened. If you see your girlfriend being conceived without you, you have never touched your girlfriend, and your girlfriend you have recognized that your girlfriend is happy, is carrying a baby. What will you do? No man can able to stand that challenge. But because Joseph, being a righteous before God, decided to separate himself from Mary secretly. So while he was sleeping, the Almighty God, who knows what is going to happen, showed himself in a dream and said, oh, Joseph, do not separate yourself from Mary. The baby that Mary is carrying is me, God. It's me. You remember, you read the Bible, that the virgin will conceive a son. And then this is the time. So do not separate yourself from Mary. Attach yourself to Mary. Cover her up. Cover her up. If not so, they will stone, they will kill, and they will destroy my seed. And being Joseph, being a righteous person, oh, he accepted God rule in his life. I said, oh, God, thank you for your fellowship with me in the dream. So Joseph was able to cover up Mary. He covered up Mary. So the people outside, the natural person knew that it was Joseph's son. So they said it's the captain's son. It's the Joseph's son. But it was God's own son. God behind the sea, doing his own thing to destroy the powers of darkness. And we all know when Mary gave birth, even the time of the birth, nowhere for Mary to give birth. And it was orchestrated that they should, number the people. So it was said to Joseph to take Mary to Bethlehem, because it is written, whatever is being prophesied in the Bible, God will make sure that he orchestrates everything to fulfill the prophecy. So it was said to them that you should go to Bethlehem to be numbered. So they went to Bethlehem. And when they went to Bethlehem, even they could not find a room for Mary to give birth. By God in his own wisdom, to show the world that my son is coming, is born poor. My son, I, God who created heaven and earth, I'm the richest person all over the universe. I have thousands of money. If I'm hungry, I will not tell you. And God said, I will let my son become poor, that from his poorness, we will become rich through him. He said the record straight. So I will let my son be born poor, and born poor, those who recognize my son with their poorness, they will become rich. Oh, hallelujah. So, the time Mary did not find a place to give birth to Jesus Christ, where he found now is animals housing, that he gave birth to the Son of God, to the richest man in the world, the one who controlled the universe, the one who created all everything on the earth. He has the power to subdue the everything. But he allowed his son to be born in that way. So when Jesus was born, there came a law that every male child has to be killed. Because God knows everything, because before devil plans, God has already known what was going to happen. So in a dream, God showed Joseph, hey, Joseph, stand up and take the child and the mother and run to Egypt, because they are planning to kill the child. So God had to execute this statement before it happened. So Joseph and Mary and Jesus ran to Egypt. So before the people came, Joseph, Mary, and Jesus, they have already gone to Egypt. They came to kill all the male child born in that period. You see, devil is so wicked that he will not allow you to go without attacking you. Look at when Moses freed the Israelites from Egypt. They sat and reasoned with themselves. Oh no, we will not allow these people to go. We are going to chase them and bring them back. So after they have freed them, they chased them. They still chase them. to Red Sea. And because God has planned, he opened the Red Sea for Israelites to walk. And when the Egyptians enter into the Red Sea, oh, that was their barrier. That was their barrier. We know you cannot fight against God. It's better we humble ourselves and recognize his son to be the only solution for you and for me. And if we see that Jesus Christ is the only solution for you to succeed in your business, for you to succeed in your health, for you to succeed even in your politics, for you, therefore will not let you go. Because when he let you go, he knows that you are going to be empowered and you are going to help come and leave those he are taking as slaves. You are going to help God to leave those the devil has captured, has put into prison, doesn't know what is going on. You are going to, because the word of God is powerful. It's power. So he's not going to let you go alone. He will try to intimidate you. He's trying to put you in the box. He's trying to, for you not to, go and receive the power and come and lead the fellow people. So it said that Old Testament is a picture of how God liberated his people from the enemy, and how Moses came to liberate his people. You know, Moses was also one of them. But when he discovered the truth in the Bible, say, by faith, and faith comes by hearing the word of God. So Moses has information. He has received information. He has knowledge. So how can I be a ruler in Egypt for a while? Instead, he discovered himself. Instead, he aligned himself with Israelites. They're the slaves. The slaves. So we all have seen how Moses was empowered. You know, Moses left Egypt before they became free. He left Egypt whilst he was in desert, shepherding the sheep. He saw the burning bush. And God knew that he needed Moses to liberate the people. You know, when the people are praying, they are praying to God. And God is a spirit. He cannot come into this our body unless he sanctify a body before he can use that body. So we are crying. And God says, sanctify yourself. I want to come and dwell inside you so that you will hear me, so that you will hear what is going on, so that you will have the fellowship with me, so that you will have confidence with yourself that devil cannot, deceive you. So as the people are praying, oh God, come and be liberated. Go, God, have you prayed? God was preparing Moses in the wilderness. Now God wants to prepare you yourself so that he can liberate you and also liberate your fellow human being who have disease, who have sickness, who are suffering, who want to do business, who want to have this. No, God is want to free you. If you can free you, he can get others. So this is the plan of God. He want to free you and use you to free others. So we know how Moses was free, was set free. He went to the wilderness and received the power. And when he came to Egypt, he had to demonstrate the power so that Pharaoh can able to lead the Israelites. So Pharaoh was challenged to laziness. Hey, if you not let my people go, I'm going to do a whole lot of a lot of pains into your kingdom. When you read those stories, you know how Moses demonstrated the power of God. First of all, he showed Pharaoh his rod. He changed to be snake. And so Pharaoh said, "Oh, this is a common magic." He brought his magicians, and they laid down their rods. Those rods also changed to snakes, but those snakes were fake. So Moses' rod, who was changed to snakes, was able to swallow, the snakes of the magicians to see where the power lies, the God power and the devil power. What are you looking for? God's power or the devil power? You know, devil always make this thing very, common. If you can do this thing, I will give you power. If you can do this little thing, I will give you power. And he uses your own power that God has deposited in you to rob you from your health, from your business, from your life. And so devil came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But he came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. More abundantly, not now, and not future. Now. Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. When? Now. Not to die before you go to heaven. God is not interested of you dying. God is not interested of dying. Before you, somebody dies, it's sickness that kills him. That sickness that kills him, either by accident or any other means. He's not interested of you dying. That's why he said he came, that you may have life and have it more abundantly. When? Now. Not for you to die. If the people say, "Oh, it was a spiritual death, so everybody's going to die," the people don't know what they are talking about. When the people say everybody is supposed to die, the people don't know what they are talking about. The life God has deposited in you is right now for you to fight a good fight, for you to run the race, for you to keep the faith, because devil can rob you as we are going on, as we are running, can disqualify you to win the race. He can disqualify you. A lot of people, when they are running, some people run to people's track, or some people do this thing. We have rules and regulations in every game. So if you don't study the game very well, you'll be disqualified. You will let you be disqualified. So my brothers and my sisters, Christ or Christianity is power. If you are not looking for power, don't come to don't join a Christian. For me, I joined Christianity because I need power. Power to defeat sickness in my body, power to do business, and power if I want to do even politics, power to do politics. So Christianity is not for the form of godliness and denying the power thereof. It's for power. It's for power. Right now, I will end here, and Evangelist Donna, if she has something to say. So over to you, Evangelist.
Amen. Apostle Paulius, I really enjoyed the message, because the body of Christ, we do need the dunamis power of God in order to be able to remain functional in this day and time. And not only just functional, but we should be able to prevail against the works of the enemy, prevail against the secular system. We should be the ones that are reigning in this hour. And the dunamis power has to be restored in a greater measure in our lives and within the body of Christ. That would be within the Christian church. It would be within your job environment. It would be wherever you are, because wherever you are with that dunamis power, you should be able to shift the atmosphere that you exist in, and you, that atmosphere should be remain under your control and your authority spiritually when you are in evidently there. But now let's look at a few scriptures here, and I'm going to ask you a few questions, Apostle Paulius. And I'm reading from Acts 1:8, and it says, "But you shall receive power." And we know that, that word there is dunamis. We should you shall receive power, ability, efficiency, and might when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends, the very bounds of the earth. So this is an example of a scripture that has the dunamis power in there. Now, we're also looking at Ephesians 3:20, and it says, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or conceive by the power, dunamis power, which is at work among us." Now, dunamis power is different from, which is a Greek word, is different from the normal average flesh power. It's a spiritual power that's embedded inside of you and planted by the power of God. And it's already been given to you. You are a beneficiary of dunamis power when you are walking in the kingdom of God, when you have said, you take Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you have been baptized in the Spirit of God, you have that dunamis power. But it can grow latent if you don't continue to connect and have covenant and remain in worship with God. So in order for that dunamis power to remain activated in you, you must be participating in the kingdom of God, in God's way, in his will. Amen. So
amen.
Dunamis, as you mentioned earlier, it's an act of power. It's not just sitting down. It's where you allow things to trample over you, where you allow sickness to overcome your body, where you allow the devil to begin to infiltrate your mind and your emotions and take control. That dunamis power should be able to resonate outside of you and transcend everything around you. So you have a situation when you go to work, something or someone is always approaching you and giving you problems. That dunamis power should be able to sustain you, and you can just keep quiet there, and it should resonate out of you to the point that that person will take understanding, I must move. I must get out of this environment, because that dunamis power is resonating out of you and is giving that individual or that spirit that's working in that individual trouble already without you having to say a word. That dunamis power is what will equip you and empower you in all situations at all times, because when we look at Daniel, when we look at Meshach, Shadrach and Abednego, and they were off in the fiery furnace, they had to have had a dunamis power that was sustaining them, that fire was consuming everything around them, but it did not consume them. And they had that dunamis power was so prevalent that it had the presence of the Lord with them in the fiery furnace. We need that dunamis power. Now, Apostle Paulius, though, I would like to ask that you make a clarification to the body of Christ, because we have so many people out there saying the presence of the Lord is here, and we know that the presence of the Lord, the Shama, the Shekinah glory, presence of God, it introduces power. So we have so many people saying the presence of the Lord is here now, so you just take advantage of this. I'm anointed, and, you know, they're going through and they're touching people, and so many things going on. Let's let's make a clear distinction of what the dunamis power is as compared to just, you know, the everyday feel good, motivated, go home, and no power again. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes. You see, a lot of Christians come to the body not to look for that power that we are talking about. So when they come, instead of them to attach themselves to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for them to examine themselves and to, for them, for God to release power into them, you know, they will even go to herbalist or a malam for such power. So if you go there, it means you are not keeping the faith. You are out of the faith. If you go to any person looking for a power, it means you are out of faith. You are just having a form of godliness, that you are having the Christianity on your mouth, but in the power, you are denying God. But because God is the resources of our power. So if you don't go to God himself, through the Holy Spirit, through Jesus Christ, for you recognizing Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, and you go to your fellow human being, like you, to seek for power, it means you are out of faith. You are out of, you have been disqualified yourself. The only qualification for you to maintain the fight is you and God and Jesus Christ being your mediator. You and God and Jesus Christ being your mediator. If you maintain that atmospheric of you for your fellowshipping, then you are fighting a good fight. Then you are running a race that you will finish. Then you will keep the faith. But if somebody, or if you think, oh, the power, you are not, I mean, exercising the power, you are not seeing the power, so you want quick power, so that people, we can demonstrate the people, you can get the people healing and show the people that you are powered. My brother, you are out of God. This is how devil deceive people, that people are doing some miracles, some doing some healing, and it's not from God. And the resources of their power is from devil. So those people, they are showing the form of godliness by their denying the power from the power thereof. So such people, God has advised us to even not to fellowship with them. So we have to be very, very careful, most especially those who do miracles. I'm not saying the miracles, nobody can do miracles. No, somebody can do the miracle because some of the miracles are gifted. God has given us gifts, and hearing are part of the miracles. But we are not chasing the miracle. We have to chase the person who is having the power for the miracles. So if you have that mindset that I only want the power of Jesus Christ, I'm only looking for the power of God, nothing, the devil cannot, come to deceive you again and say, I'm going to give you a healing power that will attract people to you. No, you will be in line, and when the appointed time comes, God will release the his power. Even if he don't release the power, Nebuchadnezzar, we want you to understand that we will not bow to your image. So if even God, we are servant, do not come to release us, we will not bow down. These are people who faith. Yeah, we don't care about you putting us in the fire. We are not going to save your image. Even though if you put us in the fire and our God did not come to lead us, let us die. These are people who are looking the ultimate power from God. These are the people you cannot deceive. These are the people, their faith is established. These are the people, their root cause is from God. We are looking for such people. God is looking for such people who have been rooted in Him. That if God or no God, I'm going to serve Jesus Christ. It means they love God unconditionally. God is looking for people who can love Him unconditionally. Because unconditional love, not all people can love unconditionally. People, when they are good, when they are feeling good, when God is supplying their food, they will say hallelujah. But when famine comes, they will look for another way to for food. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Apostle Paul, as we're down, getting down to the 5-minute mark, and I just want to ask if we can lift up some prayers before the Lord for the body of Christ, those that are fooled by the false powers and are not being equipped in the fullness of the glory of God with the dunamis power. Because the Bible tells us that, you know, I'm just referring to Luke 10, 12 through 15. I won't read it all now, but I'll throw it out there to the audience where you can go look it up yourself in Luke 10. Chapter 10, 12 through 15, is basically if we deny and we reject that dunamis power of God, we are subject to judgment. Because Jesus, at that time, he even judged the three cities, Tyre and Sidon and Sodom, right there because they rejected the power, the dunamis power of Jesus Christ that was available to them. Apostle Pauli, would you like to lift up the body of Christ before the throne of grace this morning?
You see, people, not all people are for God. So if you want, because you want to win people, you want to listen, so you limit yourself that even lesbian or gays can come to your church. You are deceiving yourself. You are deceiving yourself. It's a challenge. We are not going to allow such people to come and defy the body of Christ. We are not going to defy, allow people to come and defile the body of Christ. So today, all this particular time, I want to pray for those people who want to win the whole world and deny their power. That is not the winning the whole world, God will clap for you, but maintaining the power that God, Jesus Christ has brought is the one. So if you are not free, you cannot free somebody. I'm making this a statement. If you are not free, you cannot free no one. So Jesus Christ had to come to fight for himself, to free himself from devil, this thing before he could able to free us. He had to set himself free because when he came on the earth here, he became one of us. He was also in the prison of the devil. But because he knew what he was doing, he had to free himself and set us free. So if you are a leader, if you are not having your freedom, you cannot free your followers. So first of all, set yourself free. Be personal. Set yourself free and help set your people free. Let us pray. Almighty Father, gracious Lord, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your spirit, O Lord. We thank you, O Jesus Christ, that you came to save us from the bondage of the darkness. We thank you, O Lord, that we have recognized ourselves, that we cannot save ourselves unless you come to save us. Because the word of God says, if the Son set you free, then you are free indeed. Today, as we have talked the word of truth We believe that that word of truth has set us free. And as we have set us free, you have made us free indeed. Continue to bless us. Continue to for us to run this race that we have set before us, that nothing so ever can take us back to the devil. We pray that your anointing power continue to liberate us, continue that we will receive our liberation orders to be set free. We thank you, God. We thank you, the Son. And we thank you, the Holy Spirit, who you are the current God right now. We thank you for the power that you have bestowed on us. May your name be glorified. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we thank everyone for joining us on our Rapture Ready series for today. We want you to know that we're talking about the ascension unto Jesus Christ when he comes for the glorious body and to go to be with him. And we are experiencing the kingdom of God here on earth because Jesus made many distinctions about what is the difference from the kingdom of God and the kingdom of this world. We invite you to join us back here again next Sunday. It will be at 7 a.m. Pacific time, 8 a.m. Mountain Time, 9 a.m. Central Time, and 10 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also call into the show at 001-646-668-2413. It's a USA number. Or you can join us online live, and that is www.blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom Empowerment Inc. Join us, and we pray that your life will never be the same because we want you to grow and to be strong in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Again, we thank everyone for joining us, and as always, we love you, and may the grace of God be with you today and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Even when I'm wrong, you never change your ways, always the same, always the same.